This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number, and you can take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Torgo will be joining us shortly. He had a phone emergency of some sort, so he had to step out of the studio. But we will take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Any issue goes, 800-259-9231. Plus, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got lots of neat stuff on our website. We'll tell you more about that as the evening goes on. All right, so Manwich, coming up tonight, we've got a lot on the plate, as always. Steve Cubby. We've got an update on him. He's losing a lot of weight.
Mm.
We'll fill you in on the details there. Not good. Germany has mandated, apparently, this has been going on for a long time, but I just learned about it, and it's fascinating. Germany has mandated that there is no shopping on Sundays. We'll talk about that. As well as Harry Brown, who passed away last week, I believe it was Thursday or Wednesday of last week. We found out while we were out of town. We were in our hotel room when I got the news about it. And I want to talk a little bit about Harry Brown and who he was and the influence that he had. And, of course, if you have any thoughts that you'd like to share about Harry Brown, the Libertarian, two-time Libertarian presidential candidate from 1996 and 2000, we'll be discussing him as the night goes on here. But we need to go to the phones first because this is the show about your calls. To the amplifier-only line, to George in D.C. TSA George, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, George.
Hey, I'd like to call about, I had to do this class at work today,
mm-hmm.
And basically it was simulations of X-ray images and stuff like that, like, you know, this is what the new terrorists are coming up with on bomb images and all that stuff, and basically, get this, they're giving this lesson 2 weeks after I already took the image test for the year.
So wait, you already took a similar test earlier, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, like they gave me the test a few weeks ago, you know, for the, you know, image proficiency thing, you mm-hmm. know. I passed it, and now they're giving me the lessons for that test after I've already taken the test. Can you imagine that?
did they do it with a bunch of other people that had already taken the same test?
It's not just me. It's like basically they're doing it with the whole staff there.
Wow.
You know, stuff like that, it's no wonder my airport's practically got just over half of what we're supposed to have when it comes to screeners.
I was just in your airport, I believe.
I don't think you don't work at Reagan, do you?
No.
Okay. That's where we work.
Well, you guys should take some of the Reagan ones, because I watched them standing around
doing nothing.
The thing is, with Reagan, basically separate terminals all around. You know, I mean, we've got separate checkpoints all throughout the airport, and none of the terminals are really connected. Like, if you got to go to one gate to another, you might have to leave security, go walk on over to the next thing, then go back to the security just to get to the other gate.
Oh, no. Multiple security checkpoints, essentially?
Yeah, it's kind of like LAX that way, or Fort Lauderdale, Miami. Mm.
I don't know how any of these things look.
Yeah, what a mess. Yeah, I do know that the D.C. airport had a lot more security than the Tampa airport did.
Yeah, comparatively.
They had one of those little air spraying machines, the ionizer things that...
The puffer thing.
Right, that sniffs for a bomb or sniffs for drugs or something like that.
Oh, yeah. I got a question. Since I haven't been there God knows how long, did the air puff the air down or up?
I think it was kind of downish.
Oh, okay, because, we were joking, there's a model that puts the air up, and we're like, why didn't we get, and some of us screeners like, why didn't we get that one? Because then when summer comes around with the women in summer dresses, you got Marilyn Monroe thing going on.
It's not that big of a puff of air.
I don't think it's going to blow up any skirts.
It's a problem. George, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you, as always. Giving us a look into the bureaucracy and how silly all of it is. Torgo is joining us now.
I am.
The host of the show for 2 days straight. You did a great job.
Yeah, what are you doing in my chair?
Is this the one you sat in?
No, I just mean you're in my spot.
Oh, I see.
At the helm.
All right, so let's go continue here. Let's talk to Triddle in Washington. Triddle, you're back on, or you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Hello.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Triddle.
Howdy.
Well, I believe you guys were saying that the president needs authorization from Congress to use the troops to do warlike actions. Is that correct?
Well, there's a declaration of war that they're supposed to go through, they're supposed to have, if they actually want to have a war.
Yeah, he has what I think is, 100 days To be able to take any sort of military action he wants before he has to get a formal declaration of war from Congress?
Where is that stipulated? Because I've been over the Constitution, and I just don't understand where that comes from.
You know, as I understood it, the declaration of war provision was in the Constitution, but I could be wrong about that, I suppose.
Yeah, I don't think it is. And I think
that it comes from this, in that the president isn't the commander-in-chief of the military until we're at war. And we have to declare war for him to be the commander-in-chief, so he shouldn't be moving the military around unless he's the commander-in-chief.
I don't think the Constitution states that either. I think it says that he is the commander-in-chief of the army or militia or whatever it says. I'm pretty sure it's not that specific.
Well, then why did they have declarations of war all the way up till World War II? Were they just going through formalities then? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, because Congress would have the power to declare war because that's a formal action from the legislature in relation to the other countries. And it would be the president's duty to do what Congress wants and do the best to make the war go, but I don't think it says that he has to.
Well, I think that we're supposed to be represented by our Congress people, our Congress things out there. And the idea is that these legislating bodies will say, yes, the American people whom we represent want to go to war.
Yeah.
And I think that that's the way it should be done.
Now, the other part of that was the idea behind the declaration of war was that they would have to debate it, that they would have to go in and come to an agreement to actually go to war, as opposed to just allowing this one man to make this arbitrary decision. Whereas, you know, you've got the executive branch, you've got the president saying, okay, let's go to war. He's not beholden to anybody. Whereas the representatives, indeed, would have to sort of at least put their fingers on some sort of pulse, some sort of public opinion, and then argue amongst themselves. You know, maybe the guys from Maryland and the guys from Delaware and Iowa don't want to go to war, and they would actually make points as to why we shouldn't go to war, and there'd be a debate. There'd be some sort of process to go through, and I'll have to look a little bit more into this as to why it is that they thought there was a declaration that was necessary up until the World War II.
There absolutely is. I've got it here. Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution. The Congress shall have power to declare war, grant letters of marque and reprisal, and make rules concerning captures on land and water. They shall have the power to raise and support armies, but no appropriation of money to that use shall be for a longer term than 2 years.
Right, so it's right there in the first line of Article 1, Section 8.
Article 1, Section 8. Now, Article 2, Section 2 states that the President shall be Commander-in-Chief of the Army and Navy of the United States and of the Militia of the several states. There is no only during time of war, but when there is an army and there is... An army should only exist for 2 years, technically, according to the Constitution. We are allowed to have a standing navy, and the president is always commander-in-chief of the armed forces.
So there you go. Article 1, Section 8, it does actually say that they're supposed to be declaring war. I suppose it doesn't say that the Constitution doesn't prohibit the president from moving troops around, but that's the idea behind the Declaration of War, is that they're supposed to authorize these things.
It was done as early as Thomas Jefferson sending the brand new navy over to the area that's called Libya now, I think, the Barbary Coast, after the Barbary pirates, because they were bothering our shipping.
So Triddle, any further comments?
Yeah, actually, I have a thought on how the president has gained so much power as it stands right now. And what you said is really good, and I agree with you, but I think it's an ambiguity, and when we leave it ambiguous, we leave it up to the courts to decide.
Well, the Constitution's always going to be ambiguous to the government, because they'll always just say whatever they want about whatever they want to do, and the courts will always back them up on it, so really.
Now, my thought is that when this thing was created, that the president didn't have a whole lot of power because there was no standing army, and he would basically have no one to tell what to do. But what we have now is a humongous standing army with Congress appropriating whatever funds they want, so that this thing is just sitting here waiting to be ordered around, and it's way too much power for one man to have.
No doubt about it. Thanks for the call, Triddle. Appreciate hearing from you. And I think some of our, I don't remember who it was, but one of our founding fathers said that standing armies are dangerous because people will want to use them. We're coming back. Free Talk Live on the way.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful Black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as atrazine, benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon-222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That is toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system there with over 89,000 posts, 88,000 posts, something like that.
There's a whole bunch of them.
There's a lot of posts for you to surf around through. There's topics from serious issues all the way to fun stuff. You'll find it all, the bulletin board system, bbs.freetalklive.com. Again, that's bbs.freetalklive.com. About 1,200 people, by the way, are interacting there. And you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. So Triddle just called in, and he was talking about the Declaration of War. And I just figured we'd go. I figured I'd go and look up a little bit of information about a declaration of war. And it's something that has been an acceptable means, according to Wikipedia, acceptable means in diplomatic measures since the Renaissance, when the first formal declarations of war were issued. And essentially, it's one nation making it official that they are indeed declaring war on another nation. As we
and we have these rules called the Constitution. I think we should abide by them while we have them.
Right. And in the Constitution, as Torgo pointed out, in Article 1, Section 8, it actually does say that it's Congress's job to declare war. The president can't declare war. It's not something that he can do. So Congress has to go through this process, and the point of it is to have a debate, is to get all 535 members together and have them hash it out and decide whether or not this really is a good idea to go to war, whether it really is a good idea to send our boys and girls over to their possible demise, for what purposes and why, and et cetera, et cetera. And
doesn't seem to be a big concern of theirs that people die during wars.
No, not really.
No, it certainly doesn't. However, apparently declaring war has become a little bit too much of a pain for these people. So now they do other things. They have non-war wars, like in Vietnam, for instance. That was an armed response or a conflict, a police action, an authorized use of force. So they have all these other euphemisms that they utilize instead of actually calling it war. But now, of course, we have the war on terror, which, in fact, is not a war at all. It's just public relations.
Yeah, it's a PR thing.
Right, absolutely. Just like Congress didn't declare war on drugs.
No, you have to have another nation to declare war against.
Right.
There's no nation of terror out there.
No, pray not.
Well, actually, there is, and we're in it.
Yeah. So, there you go.
I don't think we're any more terroristic than, we're certainly busy.
I don't say that we commit terrorist actions. I say that we live in a nation of terror.
I see.
There's a completely different concept.
There you go. 800-259-9231. So, you bring up what's on your mind. I promised an update on the Steve Cubby situation, and we actually haven't gotten an update in a little while. Believe it or not, it's been 37 days since he was first put in the slammer. We're talking about Steve Covey. He's about 60 years old. I think he's 59, 60 years old. He's got two kids. He's got a wife. And he was sort of on the run in a bit of a way. He wasn't really, but he'd escaped the United States because he was being persecuted for medical marijuana. He had been arrested. He had been hassled by the police and the feds for growing pot plants in his house. So he went up to Canada to try to find some asylum, to get some political protection from the Canadian government. And they decided that they didn't want to take him anymore because the United States police were being, harassing towards them. The United States had been threatening Canada over their holding of Steve Cubby. They're allowing Steve Cubby to stay in their nation. And so they booted him out. Unceremoniously, they kicked him out, and he went back to the U.S., and as soon as he got off the plane, the federal authorities were there to arrest him and throw him in prison. Since then, he has been wasting away.
Mm.
Now, we were concerned, everyone was concerned, because we know they're not going to allow him to access medical marijuana in prison. Do you recall the kind of cancer that he has, Manwich?
Adrenal cancer. Adrenal cancer.
It's a terrible-sounding disease where it apparently just kind of rushes his body with adrenaline at all times, unless he is on some sort of medication, and marijuana actually helps him keep this under control. It actually prevents the cancer from growing. This is a cancer that spreads pretty rapidly. So they're not allowing him to access any real marijuana. They have been allowing him to take Marinol, and there's been some other drugs that they've been trying to give to him, but it's just not as effective as the marijuana. He knows pot's effective. He's been using
it for decades.
And now he can't get access to it. Well, according to Hammer of Truth, looks like his request, he had requested a hearing to modify his 120-day sentence in Placer County, California. His request has been denied. Still suffering from adrenal cancer, Covey is reported to have shingles, indicating that his immune system has been further compromised by this injustice system, which is preventing him from obtaining the medication, which has been keeping him alive. One report from his court appearance states he's lost 27 pounds in his first 37 days of captivity.
Good Lord.
I mean, that's
a pound? Almost a pound. It's a lot.
Three-fourths of a pound a day, pretty much.
Incredible.
I'm not sure what Cubby's weight was when he was arrested, but he certainly wasn't portly. I mean, he looked like a average dude. I'd guess maybe at around 180 to 200 pounds. He looked like kind of your average big guy.
Mm-hmm.
And 27 pounds off of that, that's tremendous. If he continues to lose weight at his current rate, he will have lost 88 pounds by the time of his release. And that doesn't sound like it'd be too good for his health.
Yeah, and especially not with all of his other medical conditions that he has as
right.
well. No way.
So there's your update on the Steve Covey situation. If you're interested in helping out here, there's not much we can do beyond making phone calls to the jail, complaining about his treatment, complaining about his access to medication.
I don't think any phone calls are going to get him pot and joint.
No, but there have been some other ways that they've been mistreating him as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you can read about what they've been doing on his website at Cubby.com. That's K-U-B-B-Y.com. K-U-B-B-Y.com. The information, the phone numbers are all there, all the information that you need. His wife has been posting periodic updates. So if you want to get more info, K-U-B-B-Y.com. All right, there's the latest there. 800-259-9231 is our toll-free number. And let's talk about Harry Brown. Because Harry Brown was, I would say, if it wasn't for Harry Brown, I don't know if there would be a Free Talk Live.
Really? Really?
Well, when I read his book, Why Government Doesn't Work, when I was 18 years old, that was my first real introduction to libertarianism. Now, it's possible that I would have come to libertarianism eventually. It's possible that I would have found my way to this movement.
How'd you find the book?
You know what? I don't really recall that. Mm-hmm. I think that my dad somehow found it or something like that. I remember becoming a libertarian before my dad, though, so I'm not really sure how all that worked. But anyway, I came across the book. I came across libertarianism. And his book was what opened my eyes to so much and how government just can't get anything right. Try as it may, spend all the money that it can, and it can't accomplish anything, whether it be prohibiting drugs or welfare. All of it's bad. None of it is very effective. And Torgo has spilled soda pop in the studio.
I have. I'll be back.
800-259-9231. So Harry Brown was definitely, I think, a huge influence on a lot of libertarians.
He's been a big man in the movement for a long time.
And he did some fantastic work in print, not only his book or his books, but also he had some great articles, and one of which was called The Seven Never-to-be-Forgotten Principles of Government. And I do want to share that coming up, 800-259-9231. It's one of my favorites. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
"Since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days."
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
"You know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh."
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarkets.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N markets.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll free. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And clumsy Torgo.
And Manwich. All right, so you can join us via phone. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. We got lots of neat stuff on our website, and we invite you to check it out because it's all free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have taken the time to send us their photo, and it's not just any old photo, but one specifically taken for Free Talk Live. We call it validation, and it means that in the picture, the lady is actually proving that she listens to the show. You can see what that's all about by visiting the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. So, Harry Brown passed away last week, and it's pretty sad moment because he was a huge influence not only on my life but also on the lives of countless thousands of others. And one thing that Harry Brown always said when he was he had his own radio show, he had it followed ours actually on Saturday nights, and something that he always said was that when you were doing libertarian outreach, you never knew who it was that you were going to encounter. You never know whose lives that you're going to touch. For instance, regardless of whether or not you're working in Operation Politically Homeless booth and doing one-on-one outreach, or if you're doing a radio show like we are, we certainly don't know whose lives we're touching on.
Absolutely. We could be talking right now to one of the future libertarian presidential, future libertarian president.
Exactly. And so you always...
And Harry Brown didn't know when he wrote the book that he would be inspiring a radio show.
No, he had no idea, and I don't think he possibly could ever have known how many people's lives that he touched, but I know that it was a lot of them, and Jim Babka from DownsizedDC.org did a fantastic job on Saturday night. He sat in on Harry's show, and they did an entire 2 hours dedicated to Harry Brown and just talking about his life and some of his old friends coming on and sharing stories, and I don't want to try to... recapture that here on this show at all, because I couldn't possibly do him justice. I didn't know Harry. I wish that I had the opportunity to know him.
I think that's my biggest regret about it all, is I never had a chance to meet Harry Brown.
I had the chance to meet him, and I did, and he was very tall. Very tall and very nice. It was quite an honor to get to meet him during the 2000 presidential campaign, but that's it. That's, you know, he didn't know who I was. I was just another person shaking his hand at that point, so... So Jim Babka and other people like that have had the opportunity to work closely with Harry, and obviously I can't possibly comment there because I didn't. But if you want to say anything, 800-259-9231, one thing that Harry Brown was great at doing was communicating libertarian ideas. One of the ways that he did that was by sharing it in terms of you and how you could benefit. And when he was doing his presidential campaign, he would always ask you, or he would always ask, well, what would you do if you were able to keep all the money that you earned? If you had an extra $10,000 a year, what would you do with it?
Can you imagine?
Yeah. And he would always couch libertarian ideas in how you would benefit. Well, if we end the war on drugs, your family will be free from being scared at night by criminals that are going to break into your homes. He wouldn't necessarily say that... the war on drugs is bad because people should have the right to put whatever they want in their own bodies. No, he'd couch it in terms of how you'd benefit from ending it, how you would benefit from reducing the size and the scope of government. And he was a fantastic libertarian communicator, and if all of us can be just a fraction of how can communicate a fraction of, as well as he did, I think we'll all be pretty successful. So one of my favorite communications from Harry Brown was written on July 1st of 2003. It's the seven never-to-be-forgotten principles of government.
We read this on the air when it came out.
This has been read before on the air, and it will be read again, like right now. This is from his website, harrybrown.org, and it's my favorite article from him. But he's got hundreds of them. If you go to his website, you can find him on almost every topic imaginable at harrybrown.org. It says, it's easy to think sometimes that a new government program, law, or regulation could cure a pressing social problem. You've heard it plenty of times. People say, there ought to be a law.
Yeah, that's going to fix everything.
Yeah, I think I've heard someone in this room say that a couple of times.
Manwich. We were Scott is just referring to something, a conversation we had along the way. And
You advocated there be a law for what?
I said if I was the dictator of the world, that I would not allow there to be two cities named the same thing.
One.
Yeah,
right.
I don't believe that there should be a Manhattan, Texas.
No, but on the air you've said the phrase "there ought to be a law" several times.
There ought to be a law against you talking out.
Okay, sure, no problem.
All right, well, whether it's a desire to end abortions, keep the wrong people out of the country, make your city drug-free, stop corporate frauds, crack down on criminals, or make health care more accessible and less expensive, you can imagine how the right new law could just make everything okay. But when you get that kind of thought, I hope you remember the seven principles that apply to all government programs, not just the ones that you oppose. Principle number one, government is force.
Government is force. It's nothing else. It's not us working together. It's not how things should be. It is force.
Every government program, law, or regulation is a demand that someone do what he doesn't want to, refrain from doing what he does want to, or pay for something that he doesn't want to pay for.
That's not exactly it's not exactly true because, like, for instance, the heroin laws. I guess it's pay for what I don't want to pay for, necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
But there are people out there that do want to pay for heroin laws, and there are people that that same person that doesn't do them and isn't prevented in that case, you know, from doing something that they want to do.
I don't understand what you just said. I have no idea.
Okay. Let me try again. That isn't true because it doesn't apply to everyone with all laws.
Huh?
In the case of a heroin law, if I wanted heroin laws, and I don't.
Okay.
But let's look at my wife, for instance. She does not do heroin. She wants to pay for heroin, anti-heroin laws, so those statements don't apply to her.
Okay, it doesn't say it applies to everyone. He says it's a regulation. Every law, government program, or regulation is a demand that someone do what he doesn't want to.
Okay,
refrain
someone
from doing what he does want to do, or pay for something that he doesn't want to pay for. Someone is always going to be forced to do something that to do one of those three things.
That's a law.
All right. So pay more attention, man. And those demands are backed up by police with guns. You expect that force to be used only against the guilty. But we can see how the drug war, the foreign wars, asset forfeiture, the Patriot Act, and other government activities have used force just as often against the innocent. People who have not intruded on anyone else's person or property. In fact, government force is used more often against the innocent than the guilty, because the guilty make it their business to understand the laws that apply to them, and therefore steer clear of them.
That's true.
Meanwhile, the innocent, thinking they have got nothing to fear, suddenly find they've innocently violated laws they've never even heard of. Number two, these are the seven never-to-be-forgotten principles of government. Government is politics. Whenever you turn over to the government a financial, social, medical, military, or commercial matter, it's automatically transformed into a political issue to be decided by those with the most political influence, and that will never be you or I. Politicians don't weigh their votes on the basis of ideology or social good. They think in terms of political power. Number three, you don't control the government. It's easy to think that the perfect law, to think of the perfect law that will stop the bad guys while leaving the good guys unhindered. But no law will be written in the way that you have in mind. It won't be administered in the way that you have in mind, and it won't be adjudicated in the way you have in mind.
I think it's the administration more than anything that's the scary part of, creating these laws. We want to stop poverty. Everybody wants to stop poverty. Now we have this gigantic welfare system.
And that hasn't done anything except keep people poor. 800-259-9231. Continue. Harry Brown, one of his classic articles, 800-259-9231. Seven never-to-be-forgotten principles of the government. This is Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free, take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. Whatever issue you have on your mind. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich. And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. If you've missed a moment of the show, never fear. We've got lots of archives. And I mean lots. Months worth of them.
At least five.
Yeah. For, I would say, back to April of 2005, as a matter of fact. You get it all for free on the front page of our website at freetalklive.com. All right, we're talking about an article from Harry Brown. It's one of my favorites. And I'm reading it here to
memorialize
the passing of our friend Harry Brown. He was 72 years old, I believe.
72.
And he died last week. And it's a huge loss for the libertarian movement. But luckily, Harry Brown inspired a lot of new libertarians during his lifetime, especially the last 15 or 20 years of it. And I think there's a whole new libertarian revolution out there, partially because of the work that he did. And one of the part of his work was doing a lot of articles. He would pump out every week or two for a couple of years there, just pumping them out on various different topics. This one's the seven never to be forgotten principles of government. And these are the seven principles you want to remember if one of those evil thoughts ever sneaks into your head, like, I think there should be a law. We ought to create a government program for this. You need to stop. Just stop for a moment and remember these seven principles. The first two, government is force, and government is politics. Third one, you don't control government. It's easy to think that you'll be able to write the law perfectly that would stop the bad guys while leaving the good guys unhindered. But no law will be written in the way that you have in mind. It won't be administered in the way you have in mind, and it won't be adjudicated in the way you have in mind. Your ideal law will be written by politicians for political purposes, administered by bureaucrats for political purposes, and adjudicated by judges that are appointed for political purposes. So don't be surprised if the new law turns out to do exactly the opposite of what you thought you were supporting. Number four, every government program will be more expensive and more expansive than anything you had in mind when you proposed it. It'll be applied in all sorts of ways that you had never dreamed of. For instance, when Medicare was initially passed in 1965, politicians projected its cost in 1992 to be $3 billion, which is equivalent to $12 billion when adjusted for inflation to 1992 dollars. The actual cost in 1992 was $110 billion.
Wow.
Nine times as much as their estimate. And when Medicare was enacted, Section 1801 of the original law specifically prohibited any bureaucratic interference with the practice of medicine. Today, not one word of that protection still applies. The federal government owns the healthcare industry lock, stock, and barrel.
It sure does.
The new program you support right now will eventually include all sorts of powers and privileges that you can't even imagine right now. There is no doubt that he's right. Government programs grow beyond your wildest imagination and typically will end up growing to do the opposite of what you had originally intended. Number five, power will always be misused. Give good people the power to do good, and that power will eventually be in the hands of bad people to do bad.
Sure, and, you know, this is this is so obvious. Right now, the Republicans are bucking for a line item veto for the president. Can you imagine? I mean, how dumb is this? So Bush has 2 years left in office, two-plus years left in office, almost three. I guess if you consider he gets out in January.
Whatever.
3 years.
Okay.
Anyhow. So he's got 3 years left with which to wield the incredible power of a line item veto.
If he gets it.
If he gets it.
Okay.
But they're bucking for it.
And essentially that means when a bill comes in front of his desk that has been passed by the legislatures, he can literally strike portions he doesn't like.
Correct.
Is that right?
Yeah. It's almost the power of a king. It really is. You can make a law that looks like one thing look entirely different with a line item veto. And I want nothing to do with this, as you can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
But what they don't understand is maybe in 2008, the American people will be sick of Republican corruption.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll choose Democratic corruption.
Yeah.
Again.
How's that going to make the Republicans feel?
I mean, you could very well see by 2008, instead of an entirely Republican Congress and presidency, you could see an entirely Democratic legislature and
it's possible.
It's very possible. And then, how are the Republicans going to like it that the Republican sitting Democratic president has a line item veto?
I can't imagine they would.
For 4 years,
I can't imagine they would. And if the Democrats are in charge of the legislators, then they won't be able to change anything. The Republicans won't be able to get rid of the line item
veto. They'll be crying in their soup like the Democrats are now.
So, oh, we can't do anything. What about minority rights in the House? So the government keeps getting bigger, and then when each new party inherits the new, bigger, more powerful government, it doesn't do anything good for us little guys out here. It just makes them more powerful. As Michael Cloud has pointed out, the problem isn't the abuse of power, it's the power to abuse. Give politicians power, and it will certainly be abused eventually, if not by today's politicians, most certainly by their successors. And as P.J. O'Rourke said, giving money and power to politicians is like giving whiskey and car keys to teenage boys. Number six, government doesn't work. Because government is force, because government programs are designed to enrich the politically powerful, because you can't control government and make it do what's right, because every new government program soon wanders from its original purpose, and because politicians eventually misuse the power you give them, it's inevitable that no government program will deliver on the promises that the politicians make for it. And Harry Brown was famous in his campaign video for going on the streets and asking people on camera, What's your favorite government program? I mean, if government's so great and so big and so powerful, then it must do something right. It must have some program that accomplishes its goals. Nobody could answer that question.
Yeah.
What's your favorite government program? 1-800-259-9231. That is toll-free, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604, or visit freestateproject.org.
Did you know that business opportunity seekers worldwide are discovering the powerful opportunities in foreign exchange trading? In Forex, there are no employees, advertising, products, or organizations to build. It's just you, the internet, and your computer. With specialized personal training, you too will be able to make big money in the world's largest market. If you're searching for an alternative to more traditional home-based business opportunities, then Forex trading is for you. The $2 trillion a day Forex currency exchange market offers exciting opportunities in volatile times when other markets are unstable and insecure. This powerful Forex training program will teach you how risk can be managed very advantageously to minimize the downside while still maximizing the upside potential. To learn more about this exciting and profitable training opportunity, check out WebTactical.com. Sign up to begin your new career today. That's WebTactical.com. Or call 1-800-625-9039. That's 1-800-625-9039 today.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. That's 1-800-259-9231. If you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, well, you can support the show directly by shopping with us via our partnership with Amazon.com. That's the biggest internet retailer in existence. If you can think of a department store category, these guys sell it. Sporting goods, electronics, furniture, baby stuff, you name it, clothing, they've got it.
Everything you need.
And if you want to help Free Talk Live out, enter Amazon through our website. What you do is you go to amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. That'll take you to Amazon's website. And whenever you buy something, after you've entered through our site, we'll get a percentage. Simple. They cut us a percentage for sending them the business. It's easy. Amazon.freetalklive.com. All right. We're talking about the 7 never-to-be-forgotten principles of government. These are by Harry Brown, the late Harry Brown. We're reading this in memoriam. Just to recap here, the first few principles, government is force. Number 2, government is politics. 3, you don't control the government. 4, every government program will be more expensive and more expansive than anything you had in mind when you proposed it. 5, power will always be misused. 6, government doesn't work. Continuing on number 6, if you think that there's a successful government program, you probably don't know how much it actually costs, aren't aware of all of its destructive side effects, have no idea how easily and inexpensively such a thing could be done outside of government, and or basing your view of it on its success of on political propaganda. It doesn't matter whether a program is supposed to do something that you want or something you don't want, whether a program is something you consider a proper function of government or something beyond its limits. It won't work. Government programs always wind up disappointing you. Number 7, and Katrina, would you say the response to Katrina would be the biggest example of how disappointing government programs can
disastrous.
Be? Not only was it disappointing, it was disastrous and tragic in the way that people died as a result of this government program.
It could be that more people died from the government's misadministration of this than from the hurricane itself.
And finally, the 7th never-to-be-forgotten principle, government must be subject to absolute limits. Because politicians have every incentive to expand government, and
right.
with it their power, there must be absolute limits on government. The Constitution provides the obvious limits that we must reimpose on the federal government. Until the Constitution is enforced, we have no hope of containing the feds. The present system of unlimited power is like giving a drunken stranger a set of signed blank checks on your bank account. You're reduced to relying on the honesty and integrity of people you don't even know, and they abuse that trust again and again. Whether you think government should be bigger or smaller than the limits specified in the Constitution, the first step is to restore absolute limits, and then, if you like, work to change those limits to the ones that would be more to your liking. Which, of course, to actually restore those limits would be quite a task, which we'd like to see
Absolutely.
Happen. But once the limits are restored, the other thing that you need to do is pay attention. I mean, if we can get back to constitutional limits on government, we cannot just let them go again, which is what happened. People just sort of let it ride.
Yep.
The Constitution's in place. We'll be all right. Government won't come and do terrible things to us. Well, they didn't right away. It took a little while. It took
yep.
decades and decades for them to get really out of control, and now they are. And reining it back in at this point is going to be a hell of a task.
It sure is.
1-800-259-9231 is the number for you. If you have comments, you want to talk about your thoughts about Harry Brown, how he influenced your life. Coming up still, we got lots of stuff on the way. Germany is... Well, they don't allow you to do business on Sunday. I don't know if you knew that. We'll talk about that.
Weird.
800-259-9231. This is your show. You can bring up absolutely anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.